My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show, season number two. Thank you so much for joining us after season number one. Season one was a great success, but season two, we're going to amp it up even more. And I just want to sort of lay out the structure of this wonderful podcast, a podcast I believe can have as much, if not more, impact than any other podcast on the planet. And the reason I say that is because I'm not talking about having more listeners, but having more impact. If we can really use this podcast to solve the problems around sustainable packaging or around packaging, what impact there will be. So let me give you guys the structure of what I'm thinking. And of course, this is subject to change as I'm only going to change it if I think we can do it better. But here's the structure that I'm thinking. So season one, if you've listened to it, really the message is the time for greenwashing is over. You heard me say that in just about every episode, if not every episode, the time for greenwashing is over. And what that really means is let's stop tinting our plastics green and calling it sustainable. So that was just sort of, maybe it's the most important season we could ever possibly have because it's that mindset. If I can do nothing more, then share this idea of the time for greenwashing is over. Get everyone to invest their time into solutions that are actually good for the planet with as little harm as possible for the planet rather than greenwashing. What an impact and a legacy that would be. Contempo packaging would be forever have their, whatever, we'll just say would forever have made their mark in this endeavor. And that's important, right? It's important to make an impact in the business world and be proud of the work that you do. We believe that at Contempo. So that would be wonderful. The time for greenwashing is over. Without that mindset, we could run in the wrong direction, run enthusiastically in the wrong direction. So that's the mindset number one. And that was for everyone. That was for packaging people. That was for consumers. That was for brands. Ultimately, the show is for brands. This show is for brands who want to make the shift from traditional to sustainable packaging. That's why we're doing this. But that first season was for everyone. The time for greenwashing is over. Okay, that mindset. Grab that mindset. If you grab that mindset, you'll have a huge edge. Season two is actually not for the brands. This one's going to be for the sustainable material company and the packaging companies. And the purpose of season two, we're going to call Show Me the Proof. Show Me the Proof. It's something that you're going to hear. Whether you're working through Contempo, Contempo is connected to many of the biggest brands in the world in many industries. So if you're a sustainable material company pitching Contempo, we're going to say, show me the proof because we know the brands are going to do that. Or if you're a sustainable packaging company, you could call it a competitor of Contempo, but I think there's plenty of room for us all to prosper here who are aligned. So let's not get too carried away with that. You're going to be asked constantly, show me the proof, show me the proof. So I want to talk about why that is, and then we'll talk about some examples of proof, and that's what season two is going to be. We're going to build upon that so that, hear me out here, the goal of season one was the mindset, the time for greenwashing is over, getting people focused in the right direction. Now season two is going to be show me the proof and talk about examples of how to substantiate the claims we make around sustainable so that top brands can adopt the packaging. And then once we've done those two things, I think, you know, season three through five through 10, whatever, however many seasons we do is, I'm going to call it off to the races. Off to the races. It's, you know, you got the mindset, you got a, you know, you have the proof behind your technology. Now go ahead and sell it. Get it out there. Make the change. By selling, you're actually making the change. Remember that. The most noble thing we can do is sell sustainable packaging, close deals in sustainable packaging, because that's going to make this shift happen, this shift from traditional to more sustainable packaging, which we see happening over the next decade. And you're literally in the center of it if you're listening to this podcast. You're in the center of this happening. We are in the center, and you're going to be in the center because we're potentially going to collaborate or we're going to share information. So this is a good place to be. Listening to this podcast is a very good place to be. So let's talk about that. Show me the proof. I don't want to go into too much detail in the intro because, you know, I think it's self-explanatory, but for those who are new to this or maybe students who are listening to this, I want to talk about it a little bit. Why is Show Me the Proof so important? Well, a lot of people, just about everyone wants to see more sustainable packaging in the world, and you're not going to get too much pushback on that. But where you will get pushback is a brand manager or a business who is ready to buy that packaging, but they are ultimately on the hook. They are ultimately responsible. If they adopt a package that is supposedly something and then testing comes in behind it to prove that it's not, it's their butt on the line. So you have to come with that mindset to the table, whether you're pitching a Contempo who's connected to the biggest brands in the world in many different industries, or you're a packaging company who wants to pitch brands directly. You have to come with the mindset of almost come where if someone was skeptical, if someone was, let's say, wisely skeptical, not paranoid, not trying to give you a hard time, but just moderately, appropriately skeptical, what evidence can you provide them to back up your claims? And really, it's about like human behavior. I think humans tend to be risk averse overall. I know people, you know, might not believe that or agree with that. There's certainly people that like risk more than others. But in general, especially with big decisions like this, people are going to be risk averse, and you're going to have to provide proof and documentation that what you say is the case is the case. And I'll give you an example. We were on the West Coast last year around this time pitching one of, if not the hottest cannabis company in the world at the time. And we had, I think it was because we posted a YouTube video series on sustainable packaging in the cannabis industry. I think it was called the Green Cannabis Packaging Series. Well, they found us there, or they found us through different channels that we market or sell ourselves. And they had us come in, and they wanted hemp-based packaging. So we had been pitched a hemp-based products and other sustainable products, but it was hemp, the one that we had this issue on. So we had been pitched hemp paper, and we had talked about hemp paper, and we heard hemp paper. So we went forward, and we said, yes, we have hemp paper. We have that available. Well, when push came to shove and we were doing our research on what it actually was, it was not actually hemp. It was something else. Or it was, I forgot exactly what it was. Either it was something besides hemp, or it was only a percentage hemp, X percentage hemp, and they had made us think it was 100%. So long story short, what you see happen there is that if that brand hadn't asked Show Me the Proof, we could have sold them a product that wasn't actually what it says it was. So I don't want to scare people off with this. I don't want you to get too paranoid, because there's a point where it goes too far. You can ask for too much proof, and then you'll end up doing nothing and just accepting the status quo. But I do want you, and I'm transparent. I tell you guys what happens. I mean, Contempo, we do a lot of things great most of the time. We're phenomenal. And that was a case where I said, you know what? We came clean and said, you know what? This actually isn't 100% hemp. We've done our due diligence as we were requesting the documentation, and we're going to need to go in a different direction. And they appreciated and understood that. And but frankly, I'm not sure. I think that might have hurt our relationship with that company. So I want you guys to learn that lesson, and I want you to come to the table, right? Let me have learned that lesson the hard way. I want you to come to the table with this proof and with this documentation. Again, for a reasonable person, not someone who's going to say, you know, there's a point where you can go too far. And I do want to put that on the table. And most people won't go too far. They'll have those first couple questions for you. And if you don't have the answers, you really lose your credibility. So just either prepare yourself or know that this is going to come up, because at the end of the day, these people, it's their butts on the line, and they can't just be making these wild claims based on your word. It's actually very reasonable. So we're going to get in some different examples of that. That's what this season is going to focus on. I hope you guys can see this as a necessity, because it really is. This is maybe not the most fun series, but it's the most important. Maybe it's not the most important. I just said the first one, this idea that the time for greenwashing is over. That is the most important. But if you want to bring non-greenwash packaging to the world, if you want to bring this change to the world, you're going to need some level of proof and documentation. Again, don't go too far, but you're going to need it. And I hope to bring that knowledge to you guys in this series. So this series, again, is focused towards packaging companies and sustainable material companies. It's less for the brands, even though I think top brands will also, top or startup brands will find use in this as well, hearing, learning what are packaging companies thinking about behind the scenes, what's the different proof that they may want to request, because perhaps if you're a brand, actually this is definitely the case, you're saying, I need proof, but I don't know what kinds of proof are out there, so we can provide some context around that as well. So you got the mindset, you got the proof, and then it's going to be off to the races, right? And then we really are going to shape the show for brand builders who want to make the change from traditional to sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet. The time for greenwashing is over. So that is the focus of the show, but season two, it's sort of, in a way, season two is empowering the people that are going to allow the brands to make the change, right? To make that shift. Because if the brands don't have the money, if the brands are greenwashing, we're all dead. Excuse me, if the packaging companies are greenwashing, it's no good. If the packaging companies and material companies don't have proof, it's no good. But if you have those two things, you're not greenwashing and you have the proof, now it's about serving those brands and saying, hey, if you want to make this move, here are some options, here are some considerations, here's some cool things other brands are doing. That's what the show is going to turn into. So I don't want you to think, I mean, this show, we're ultimately doing this for those big brands and startup brands, the big brands of tomorrow. And the last thing I'll say, so that's sort of like end of that section. The last thing I'll say is, who is this show for? It's for anyone who cares about the planet. It's for anyone who is tired of seeing either greenwash solutions or solutions that don't consider every angle. I think from season one, you saw that I look at every angle, and I'm learning alongside with you guys. I mean, I have this in my heart that we're going to make a major impact. I know we're going to make a major impact through this podcast, and this podcast will become one of the most influential podcasts on the planet in terms of impact. I should say impactful. Influence is hard to monitor, and I don't need this to have, you know, endless numbers of viewers. I mean, let this have however many viewers this needs to have, but it's really about impact. And in many ways, if I can get, already it's happened, but three really influential people to listen to this, absorb it, love it, make a change based on it, that's to me much more powerful than having millions of people that, you know, are listening to something that doesn't have the impact. So I'm after the impact. I'm after the impact in this area. And we got to get the top brands of today, the most well-funded startups of today, and also the grassroots people that'll make it big. But we need to go after the people who are doing things on a big scale and reach them and say, here are your options in sustainable that you can move to, and help them make that transition. Because if this sustainable thing only remains a niche thing, the impact we can have is very limited. If niche brands are doing it, but the biggest brands aren't, then the earth's going to continue to get polluted and we're going to have issues. And as much as this is about building business, building on this amazing trend, I mean, what a time to be alive that we get to solve one of the big problems of all time, right? We're in the middle of solving it, and that's exciting. It's thrilling. It's unbelievable. I mean, we're literally in the middle, like, we're going to solve this. I don't know if you guys doubt that, but we are going to solve this 100%. So you're all going to be a part of this and watching this happen, but we got to do it on a big scale, because if just the little guys adopt it, then we're not going to do it on the scale we want. And this, to me, is, again, what I was saying. Getting excited, so sometimes lose train of thought a little bit, but it's more than just business. This is about literally protecting the beauty of this earth. You know, this earth that God created is so beautiful. If you look at the birds and the butterflies and the trees and just the perfection, the sunsets and you look at the perfection around us and the fact that we are doing some things to harm that, and packaging is such a practical way that we can make some better decisions and have a legacy beyond just business. Obviously, business legacy is amazing. You know, you want to leave an impact as a company that made a difference. Excuse me, as a successful company that does well and provides jobs and so on. But this is deeper. This is deeper. This is a chance to quite literally change the world. And it's a joy to be doing this with all of you. So reach out to me, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. Listen to season one if you haven't already. This mindset that the time for greenwashing is over. Season two, show me the proof. We're going to teach packaging companies and sustainable material companies examples of proof that they're going to need when they pitch a company like Contempo to push it to big brands, or if they want to go to big brands directly. They're going to need the proof.
And that's the value I want to add in this series. And then beyond there, reach out and let's collaborate. If we can leverage the platform that Contempo has to get your product out there and it's actually good for the planet, we want to talk. And that's another reason we're doing this this podcast, not only to make this transition faster from traditional to sustainable packaging, but also to meet the innovators who are saying, I have something special that's not greenwashed. Let me get this out there in the world. Use our infrastructure. It's an amazing thing. And you can basically piggyback off of what we're doing. Frankly, the same way that I would wish there was a Contempo if we weren't Contempo, right? A company that could take my sustainable idea, get it in front of the big brands, use 40 plus years of packaging experience. I mean, we are ready for this and we're ready for you. All right. Thanks and God bless you. Thank you for caring about this stuff. Again, if enough people care about this, it's going to happen and it's going to happen. I'm positive this is going to happen. You're going to be in the center of watching this happen. Okay. Be strong. Be well. Let's wrap up this year in a good way, as good as it can be, right? That's all you can do. Is make it as good as it can be. And let's hope 21 is bright and fantastic. It's going to be. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for being part of the Sustainable Packaging Show. If you want to learn more about our family business, visit ContempoPackaging.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the time for greenwashing is over. And the time to make history is right now.